Title: Federal Circuit Upholds Rifaximin Patent Rulings, Affirms ANDA Approval Restrictions. Content: In Salix Pharmaceuticals, Limited v. Norwich Pharmaceuticals Incorporated 2023-1952, Federal CIR April 11, 2024. This case involves appellate review of a district court's findings regarding patent obviousness and infringement in Hatch-Waxman litigation. Specifically, the Federal Circuit reviewed the lower court's obviousness analysis for dosage regimen and polymorph patent claims, as well as its interpretation of ANDA approval resetting provisions. Background: Rifaximin is the active ingredient in Salix Pharmaceuticals, Limited S commercial product Xifaxan. Rifaximin has been used as an antibiotic for decades and was first synthesized in the early 1980s in Italy and approved there as an antibiotic in 1985. The FDA approved Xifaxan in 2004 as 200 mg tablets treating traveler's diarrhea. The FDA later approved 550 mg tablets for hepatic encephalopathy, HE, in 2010 and for irritable bowel syndrome with diarrhea, IBSD, in 2015. Norwich Pharmaceuticals Incorporated sought to market a generic version of rifaximin and filed an abbreviated new drug application, ANDA, in 2019 for 550 mg tablets with the same indications as Xifaxan, certifying that Salix's rifaximin patents were invalid. Salix sued, asserting Norwich's ANDA infringed dozens of Salix's valid, Orange Book-listed patents. By trial, the case was streamlined to three groups of patents: the IBSD patents, the 569 and 667 patents, the polymorph patents, the 199 and 206 patents, the HE patents, the 573, 195, and 397 patents. In the district court, Norwich challenged the IBSD's claims validity based on two prior art references, a clinical trial protocol, the protocol, and a journal article, Pimentel. The protocol only disclosed using one of three specific dosages twice daily, none of which would have resulted in the claimed dosage, but the district court considered Pimentel's teaching that the optimal dosage of rifaximin may, in fact, be higher than what was used in its own study and also its teaching regarding thrice-daily dosages. The district court found that these two references disclose each and every claim limitation of the challenged claims and would have been motivated to combine the references to result in what is claimed, with a reasonable expectation. Namely, that a skilled artisan would have applied Pimentel's thrice-daily teaching with one of the specific dosages disclosed in the protocol to result in the claimed dosage. After the bench trial, the district court held Norwich infringed the HE patents and failed to prove they were invalid. The court also held Norwich's ANDA infringed the IBSD and polymorph patents but found their asserted claims obvious. Salix appealed the obviousness findings for the IBSD and polymorph patents. On appeal, Salix asserted there would have been no reasonable expectation of success in using the claimed dosage, which was higher than the dosages the references disclosed. Norwich cross-appealed issues related to the ANDA approval timing. Issues: whether the district court erred in finding the IBSD patents asserted claims obvious. Whether the district court erred in finding the polymorph patents asserted claims obvious. Whether the district court properly interpreted 35 U.S.C. 271 E4a, in ordering the effective date of Norwich's ANDA's final approval cannot precede the HE patent's expiration. Holdings: the Federal Circuit affirmed the district court's finding that the IBSD patent's asserted claims would have been obvious. The Federal Circuit affirmed the district court's finding that the polymorph patent's asserted claims would have been obvious. The Federal Circuit affirmed the District Court's order setting the effective approval date of Norwich's ANDA to be no earlier than the HE patent's expiration. Reasoning 1. The Federal Circuit saw no error in the District Court's conclusion that a skilled artisan would have looked to the combined teachings of the protocol and Pimentel and to apply one of the dosages in the protocol thrice daily as taught by the protocol. The Federal Circuit also credited background reference's teachings of disclosing higher rifaximin doses to treat related conditions, without causing an intolerable increase in negative side effects. Thus, the Federal Circuit affirmed on this issue. 2. Norwich challenged the asserted claims of the polymorph patents based on a prior art reference called C.A.